This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
But in essence, Port Adelaide have let a player in his absolute prime, 23 years of age, 200 centimetres, 45 games to his name, can play at either end, is a better prospect at the moment than Todd Marshall in the forward line. He's a better prospect than, I think, most of their key defenders, particularly the undersized ones in defence. And they said all along it's going to be a first-round pick or Dougal Howard stays. We spoke to Chris Davies about that. He said Dougal needs to get his head around staying at Port Adelaide. Well, Jason Cripps, our list manager, has absolutely buckled to James Gallagher, who's an inexperienced list manager. In this deal, the Saints have cleaned up. You watch Dougal Howard come back and bite Port Adelaide. This guy, I think, is a potential future All-Australian defender, and the Saints have got him for next to nothing. It's time Port Adelaide listened to their members, because they didn't want this deal to happen. They could see how talented Dougal Howard is. And yes, he hasn't achieved much yet, but go back and look at what most key defenders of that size have done in the first 4 years of their career, and it will be Dougal Howard tracking ahead of the likes of Dylan Grimes and players of that calibre. So Port Adelaide have completely botched this one, in my opinion. And they've also slid back from pick 10 in the draft, which we know is pretty weak, to picks 12 and 18. So well done to St Kilda. Well done, James Gallagher. They're landing all of these players.